This one is called The Price of That Pearl. I always remember hearing sermons on James chapter 2. What good is it, my brothers, if a man claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save him? In the same way, faith by itself, if not accompanied by action, is dead. What I heard was that our actions, our performance, is of prime importance to the Lord. Jesus told the young rich man he must sell all he had, give to the poor, and follow him. Paul buffeted his body daily to bring it into subjection. Abraham would actually have sacrificed Isaac. The Bereans searched the scriptures daily. As a young Christian, feeling like Timothy, I heard Paul tell him, "Do your best to preserve yourself to God as one approved, a workman who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." And then that parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. I found that parable quite disturbing. The kingdom is so valuable, those who would possess it must give up everything for it. Would I ever be able or willing to do that? Would I ever measure up to God's demands? Jesus said his yoke is easy and his burden is light, that he will give us rest. But in my heart, those promises were always obscured by the price of that pearl. One evening I was talking to my friend Melanie about our Christian lives. She's a dear sister in Christ whose wisdom has often helped me to grow. Melanie told me something pretty personal about a struggle she'd had a few years ago, and that somehow gave me courage to tell her my problem, how inadequate I felt in the face of God's expectations. "Oh my, we're all inadequate, aren't we?" she said. "But praise the Lord, it doesn't matter how well we perform." "Doesn't matter," I thought. "Of course it matters." All those verses came to mind. "How can that be, Melanie? The kingdom is a pearl, isn't it? So valuable we have to sell all we have to buy it?" What she said then changed my Christian life forever. "Oh, dear friend," she said, as if she were talking to a hurting child, "no wonder you're feeling inadequate. You've got that so wrong. You're not the merchant wanting the pearl. No one could ever raise enough to buy the kingdom of heaven. It's just the other way around. He is the merchant. You are the pearl. You are not your own. You were bought at a price." Lord Jesus, I marvel that you could think of me as a pearl of great value. But I marvel more that you would give up all you had to have me. What an overwhelming thought. Thank you for showing me how deep your love for me really is. It has strengthened my faith more than any amount of thinking or studying could have done. Fill me up with strong faith today as I face the world and my own weaknesses, for I long to be one of your faithful followers. Amen.